At this moment, my dear brothers and sisters, I do ask you to take just a silent moment to pray. You know what has happened? The Holy Father, Pope Benedict, died. We can say today here, but in Europe it should be yesterday. Take a moment to pray for our Holy Father, for all the things that he had done in his time at the age of 95, and he just asked the Lord and our Blessed Mother to give him the peace that he needs in heaven. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, we stand at a significant moment in time, very significant moment in time today. On this first day of the new year, we welcome a new beginning with well wishes and celebrations, which maybe we did last night, and we have been celebrating to celebrate this new year. We have said goodbye to 2002, and now we welcome, and we saw what had happened in 2002. But now we welcome 2003. But we have not closed the door on 2002 just yet. As we will look back at 2002 with remembering, there are a lot of things we will remember in this year that has come now to pass. So we haven't closed that. They say a lot of memories in this new year, past year, that now we look now back and look forward. Many things have happened in 2002, we have learned to live with COVID, the first thing that some of us were wearing masks. We have learned to live with COVID. We have gotten used to wearing masks, like I have said, and some even like not to wear it, because sometimes it can be suffocating, but it's good for keeping each one of us healthy. We don't make a fuss anymore using hand sanitizers. I haven't seen any people using that this time. But that is required at this time as we proceed. We have seen what is happening in China today because everything now is coming back to the way we were before. But on the brighter future and on the brighter note, we don't have to book a place to come for Mass. We can sit anywhere we want, like we have gathered, and we can get to see others more often, our brothers and sisters in faith. We can get to see them right now, like we have gathered. So, we should be happier for this moment, but at the same time, keeping that in mind that we need to keep what is required by the government to put on the mask or anything like that, because things are coming back than we thought that we are now safe. So I would ask you to listen to what the media is telling us. Yes, 2002 was a year of change, and we too, you and me, have changed in one way or another. So the question is it a change for better? Or a change to be happy? So we need to think about that. Is it a change for the better or to be happy in this new year we have begun? And now we are looking at 2023, and we wonder, what will 2023 be like? Because each one of us, we are guessing, what's going to happen for me, for my family, for my work? Am I going to get laid off or anything? So there's a lot of questions as we begin this new year. Will it be a better than 2002? Or it will be otherwise? So, my dear brothers and sisters, today is a significant moment in time as we wonder at the future of mystery, of that mystery of our Lord Jesus Christ. We wonder of that mystery in our own lives at this moment in this new year. While we ponder on the past of history. Today, we celebrate the feast of Mary, the Mother of God. That's what we are celebrating today on this new year. And the gospel speaks of her as treasuring and pondering in her heart all that had happened to her in history and to where she is right now. And based on that, the first reading of today, it's according to me, it is natural for children to leave their parental home for education, for a job, or to set up a family after marriage. That's what the first reading was telling us, that it is very natural. On all these occasions that I have mentioned, the children seek the blessing of their parents. When they leave to do all this, bless your children, they seek for that. That's what the first reading told us. When parents bless their children, or when me as a priest or a bishop blesses the people, it is actually a blessing for them from God. Blessing is very important. That's why I encourage you not to leave after receiving communion. Stay for the last blessing, to bless you for the week and for your family. Stay. That's what we see in today's first reading. At the highest of the Lord, most asked Aaron to bless the people. Moses asked Aaron to bless the people by a formula of blessing given by God Himself. Blessing, blessing, bless your children, bless each other, wish each other well. Don't wish each other something that is negative. Help each other to live well in this new year. So, my dear brothers and sisters, today is the first day of the new year. It offers an opportunity to begin something new, to shed the things that have not been useful, and to begin the new year under the patronage of Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother. That's the call to each one of us today. That's why we are here today. The child resting in the manger here with his mother by his side as Joseph and the shepherds look on is the real source of our blessing. When we look at that, it's a real source of blessing for each one of us, for our family, for one another, and even for our children. He is now seated at the right hand of God. So finally, my dear brothers and sisters, let us turn to Mary, our mother, as we seek the blessings of God, our Father, and Jesus, Himself, our Savior. And that's the blessing I wish to each one of you today.